From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Residents of Chattanooga, Tennessee, in the southern United States, are in mourning after a lone gunman there shot and killed four Marines and a sailor who died of his wounds Saturday. Sharon Bain reports.
As yet, no one knows why Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz, a Kuwaiti-born naturalized American, on Thursday attacked two military facilities here. But some feel that the war the U.S. is fighting against terrorism has reached small-town America. Fear is normal, says Chattanooga Police Chief Fred Fletcher.
There are a number of people in our community that feel in fear of their safety in the aftermath of this. I can tell you that the Chattanooga Police Department and I personally, as their chief of police, are committed to doing whatever we can to help everybody, regardless of their faith or regardless of their circumstances, be and feel safe.
For those grieving, the shooting was simply a tragedy they were struggling to understand. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Chattanooga, Tennessee.
U.S. President Barack Obama says this past week's deal with Iran does more than anyone has done before to prevent Tehran from getting a nuclear weapon. In his weekly Saturday address, Mr. Obama said Iran cannot cheat on the deal because the verification process it sets up is comprehensive and intrusive. He said if Iran reneges on the agreement, which calls for Iran to ship 98% of its nuclear material out of the country, the economic sanctions that have crippled the Iranian economy would snap back into place. Earlier Saturday, Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Khamenei made his own comments on the deal. This is VOA News. Kenya's Westgate Shopping Mall in the capital, Nairobi, has reopened nearly 2 years after it became the scene of one of the country's worst terrorist attacks and just days before President Obama visits the country. The upscale mall opened Saturday with new security measures in place, including X-ray machines, explosives detectors, and guard towers. The reopening of the mall is drawing mixed reactions, including from this man.
It doesn't feel right. Should be a memorial something, memorial place.
Reports indicate only a small number of mall employees who were present for the attacks are returning to the mall to work. In September 2013, people ran for cover when Somali al-Shabaab militants began the shooting rampage in the mall, killing 67 people during a three-day siege. Al-Shabaab said the attack was in retaliation for Kenyan troops' participation in anti-militant activities in neighboring Somalia. Iraqi officials say that up to 115 people, including women and children, were killed in a suicide car bombing in the country's eastern Diyala province in one of the deadliest attacks carried out by Islamic State militants since they overran large parts of Iraq. The blast Friday at a marketplace in the mainly Shiite town of Khan Bani Saad also wounded up to 170 people, police officials said, while speaking anonymously because they are not authorized to brief the media. Many people had gathered in the marketplace to celebrate the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Efforts to stem the flow of foreign fighters to Iraq and Syria may be starting to have impact, though there are concerns some would-be jihadists are now looking to join the battle elsewhere. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence said this past week an estimated 25,000 foreign fighters from more than 100 countries have traveled to take part in the conflict, including more than 4,500 from Western countries. Kurdish fighters and weapons experts say the Islamic State militant group has fired chemical weapons on Kurdish forces in Syria and Iraq. Two Britain-based organizations investigating the attacks have released a joint statement saying Islamic State militants targeted Iraqi Kurdish fighters with a chemical agent on June 21st or 22nd. The U.S. space agency NASA has released more photos of the surface of Pluto following the first spacecraft flyby of the distant dwarf planet. New close-up photographs reveal a range of icy mountains as high as 3,500 meters above Pluto's surface. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.